Kind of feels weird because we're doing this at nighttime. Normally we record in the morning, but we are back. Hello.
Hello.
You're very welcome back to
Two Girls
and a Baby with your hosts, Megan,
Jade,
and our one and only baby,
Enzo.
Yeah,
he's
happy out, sitting away in his pram, but oh my God, season two.
Yeah, it feels weird.
Like a 2 month break. Yeah, and a 2 month break was, it feels like longer because
yeah, it feels
so
like forever.
Much has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll delve into that in our life lesson.
Yes, but our topic for today is going to be one large life update.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Our brains.
It's going to be one large life update, but we do have a life lesson, but we also have exciting news. Not only are we available to stream on all the podcasting platforms, we are now on Go Loud.
Yeah.
So you can listen to us there or wherever you get your podcasts, of course. And we'll have a swim social update for you later on. But like we do in every podcast, we need to start with
a life lesson. Do you want to go first?
No.
Okay.
You go first.
Right. So I think I was struggling with my life lesson because, like I was saying to you, I feel like I've learned so many different things in the last 2 months and I was trying to encapsulate it all into one big one. But really, there's too many little ones that don't relate. So I'm going to go with the one that I think is the most beneficial, which is, do you know what everyone says? What's inside is what matters in terms of your looks. Well, I feel like I've kind of taken that as my life lesson, but not in terms of like personality either. Like what's inside as in your organs and like your insides.
Yeah, like what's in your guts and your gut health and
so important. So I've been learning about that and taking ginger shots every morning.
Oh yeah.
I've got you on them.
She has. I actually haven't made them since, but they're really good.
They're so good. They regulate your insulin levels and they're meant to make you stop craving sugar and stuff. So you take them every morning on an empty stomach and it's really good for your gut health. And I also learned loads about glucose and I actually heard you talking about it on my way here. Why you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Is because your body is basically craving sugar and stuff.
Yeah, and it has a blood sugar crash or something along those lines.
Yeah, so I've been learning all about that as well and like trying to manage my glucose levels better as well.
Now.
So, yeah.
But it is really important because when you think about, you know, if you get spots on your face, if your hair is getting greasy, if you've got like bad skin or whatever, yes, you can put stuff on the outside, put like creams and stuff on your face, but it is
because of the inside.
Yeah, think about how you can change the inside and then it can benefit the outside.
It benefits the outside, but also I feel like you outside in the real outside world are a better person as well because all of these things actually regulate your mood. It also regulates your mood. Like, so not only by looking after your insides are you better outside, you're also benefiting on the inside.
Yeah,
too.
So mentally and physically.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've been loving it.
But yeah, and you've noticed the benefits. And even
100%.
I was going on holidays there end of September and I had come down with this sickness. And I went to Jade's house for a little sleepover and she gave me that ginger shot. And I mean to say, it cleaned up, as disgusting as this is going to sound, all the mucus off my chest. It definitely helped with speeding my sickness along. Like, because I was sick and I was like, I need to fast track this sickness so it's gone before I go on holidays.
It's fantastic.
It worked. Along with all the other things, but I could feel, remember I woke up and I was all coffee and blocked up. It completely cleared me out.
It does. It's mental. I've also got a humidifier for the room.
Yeah.
Which I love.
So, and also ginger shots. Tell us what exactly is in it. The ginger shot, the ginger, the lemon and the water.
Water. And then we add turmeric as well because that's meant to be really good for your joints and stuff. But you can also add like black pepper. And
we should share the recipe on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I happily will.
We'll do a little DIY. Make ginger shots with us.
Yeah.
I like that life update though, because by you doing those things, it's making me do those things. So I've become a better person thanks to you.
Well, thank you for taking my tips.
Yeah.
And coming on my journey with me.
Okay.
Right, you're up.
My life lesson. Well, this is going to be in my life update, but I need to tell it in my life lesson because my life lesson's tied to it.
That's okay.
So in the last season, you may have remember me talking about the boy, the coffee boy who I went on a hiking date with and
swimming.
Whatnot. Yeah, swimming, all the amazing adventures. Well, I do have a small update.
Small,
he's no longer coffee boy. He is now my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So yeah, my life lesson ties into this. But yeah, She has a boyfriend now. She has been upgraded to a girlfriend. It's been... The last time I had a boyfriend, I was only 19. I'm 26 now, so 7 years. So no longer single. But anyways, my life lesson is about communication in relationships and how... So journaling is something that I do not as often as I'd like to, but I would do it regularly. I try to journal nearly every day. And one evening I was journaling about how I was feeling and what was going on in my head. Because, you know, there's always difficult conversations that you have to have in relationships, and communication is never and never has been my strong point. Mm-hmm. I kind of tend to leave my feelings to the side, but I'm not doing that because we have openly said to each other that we need to
communicate.
Yeah, and we both know that it isn't our strong point, so it's important for the two of us to do it. Anyways, without going into too much detail, because I know he does listen, but...
Hello. I just, are we saying his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we?
I don't know, that's up to you.
Hey, Simon.
Hi, Simon.
If you are listening, for sure, if they see him on Instagram, they're going to know his name anyways.
So true, yeah.
Anyways, that doesn't matter.
They probably already know.
Ah, yeah. Oh, my God. Well, no, not everybody that listens to the podcast follows me on Instagram.
Very true.
But anyways, so I was journaling, and when I was journaling, it really made me realise how I felt about a situation, which allowed me to communicate to him better how I was feeling, you know?
Yeah, rather than fighting and having an argument about something that doesn't need to be.
No, it didn't need to be an argument. It didn't need to be a fight. It just needed to be, this is how I'm feeling about a certain situation. And like, it wasn't something that I acted on straight away. Like, it was something that I let my emotions...
not simmer.
Simmer, yeah, rather than...
Bubble,
yeah. Yes. Oh my God, emotions, they're cooking on the pan there, frying them and stuff. No, so that allowed me to just understand, and rather than acting on my emotions straight away. And it's like Jade had also taught me, when there's a problem in a relationship, it's you and your partner versus the problem, not you versus your partner.
Yes.
And your partner being the problem. So you have to work together as a team. So I am learning a lot. But anyways, my life lesson is, Use
journaling.
Use it in your life, because it can be used as a tool, not only for relationships, like for things in work. If you're looking to communicate something to, I don't know, your boss or even one of your friends, or even just if you're trying to understand how you're feeling inside, it really helps you get to the bottom of that. Yeah. So I would highly recommend.
Yeah. Okay. I do need to start copying your life lesson and journaling again.
Okay, so do you know what? We can encourage each other while also encouraging you who is listening.
Yeah.
To... all become better people, inside, outside, mentally, our brains, all the crack.
Yes.
We'll cover it all. But yeah, so that's our life lessons.
We've learned a lot, but those are two of probably most of the profound things.
Oh, yeah. The things that kind of stand out to us over the last 2 months.
Yeah.
I mean, mine was kind of the last like 2 weeks, but it was the one thing. I was like, oh my God, tomorrow is the podcast. We're recording and...
I need a life lesson.
So that was the main thing, because... I know I would have journaled a lot, but you know when you really realise, oh, this is actually really of benefit to me.
Mm-hmm.
So now, for the life update.
Do you know what? I feel like it's been a whole lifetime since we've done this, even though it's been only 2 months.
I know, it does feel like a lifetime. Like, and I've been really excited.
I've been really excited, but now that I'm sat here, I feel like I could freeze and be like, what do I say?
It feels like we've never been here before.
Yeah, I feel terrified but excited.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm excited because I know we put the post up on Instagram and someone commented on it saying they couldn't wait.
Yeah,
I was talking
shout
to my
out
friend
to you.
And my friend Nadine in Australia. Shout out to her, because she was telling me she listens to Beat all the time over there and she was looking forward to the podcast coming back. So
Hi Nadine,
and thank you for listening. But yeah. Okay. So in my life update, I was going to tell everyone that I have a boyfriend, but I've already done that. But on that, we are just getting on really well.
We're just
having the best time. We went on holidays. And it's one of those things where you're like, is it too soon? Is it not too soon? It's never too late or too soon to go on a holiday. If something feels right, you just got to go for it. And I'm so glad we did, because we had the best time ever.
Yeah, you had the time of
your
life.
We had so much fun. And it was one of those holidays... like I'm normally the person that is like constantly stressing about things. Like I need to have a plan in place and it needs to be go, go, go. Mm-hmm. Whereas on this holiday, I think I learned to be less stressed and just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Like every day, like some days like we'd have a plan, but we always had this little nighttime routine, and it wasn't, we were rushing out to go to dinner at like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock. Some evenings we were going for dinner at 10 o'clock at night. But we made sure to do our little nighttime routine, which is like sitting outside our little Airbnb and playing a game of Switch, a card game, which I absolutely whooped his ass at. I was so good at it, and I am now the king, or no, the queen. The queen, rather, of Switch.
The queen of hearts of Switch. The
queen of hearts of Switch. But yeah.
I think you're probably going to have gone on more holidays with Simon than I've gone on with Rhys, and I've been with Rhys nearly 7 years.
How many holidays have you been on?
Two.
Two?
Two.
Oh my God, we're
no,
going
three.
Okay.
Two. Three, but technically I went with Clodagh, who's Rhys's cousin, to one of them, but Rhys was there.
Oh, it wasn't just a you and Rhys holiday.
No, two, just me and Rhys.
But still, that still counts as a holiday because you were abroad.
Together.
Well, we have our second holiday booked already.
Yeah, so.
We're going to Edinburgh in December. I don't know. I just feel like we're very adventurous, and like we had planned our second holiday on our holiday.
Oh, dead.
Oh, yeah. We were like, where are we going? Like, because we were just having such a good time. We're like,
we
maybe,
need to do this again.
Yeah, before the year is over. So we booked Edinburgh for the Christmas markets.
On my birthday.
On your birthday.
I'm actually not sad. Really I'm really sorry. Happy for you.
I'm really sorry that we're leaving on your birthday, but.
That's so okay.
Yeah. I just think that we're having a great time and I'm happy out.
Yeah. And I feel like you're learning loads from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have more updates, but I feel like I'm talking too much right now. So give us a bit of an update on your life.
Okay. An update on my life. Mm. I don't really know. I do know. I'm telling lies. I'm just getting on.
And if not, I have some notes. Anna, you've got some notes.
Well,
we were really good at planning the pod.
Yeah, we did actually really, really well. We went on a trip to Cork and planned it for like the 2.5 hour trip down. So I do actually know. I think I'm just...
No, do you know what? We were reading the notes last night to refresh our memory and I was looking at them and I was like, I have no idea what this means. What were we on about? Because we were having a full conversation. We're like, yeah, let's write down the bullet points.
And then we didn't know what the bullet points meant. But I do. I do know my life update.
Go
so
on.
I'm still a mother.
She is still a mother and she is absolutely thriving at motherhood.
I'm really, really enjoying it. So Enzo's 5 months old now, which is just crazy.
But it is insane.
He's a lot more fun. He's a lot more alert. Loves sticking out his tongue. He's discovered where his feet are. He's able to sit up on his own.
I
know
this
sounds like an Enzo update, but he is me. So it's like both of our updates. Do you know what I mean?
It's our little togetherness update.
But yeah, no, he's a little superstar. Like when he was tiny, all he really did was eat, sleep and poo. Whereas now like he laughs and he has good crack and he's constantly trying to do new things. Like always doing, you know, like a hollow hold, that ab movement.
Yeah.
Like where your legs are up and your head is up. He's always doing that because he thinks he can sit up.
Loves a good ab workout.
Loves an ab workout. Loves just
yeah,
life.
But he's more alert and like he's becoming like this little character.
He's so much fun. He's actually such good crack.
Yeah.
He's able to like blow raspberries, you know. Because I was trying to get him to do that for ages and he's finally able to do that, which is unreal.
It's so cute.
I know he is. He's a deadly little thing.
Even the fact that he is sitting here, you wouldn't even know he's in the room with us.
I
Not
know.
In a bad way, but he's so good.
Oh, we did have a backup plan in case he turned into a little shit.
Yeah. But
he hasn't.
All is going well right now.
Yeah, he's a little superstar. He loves food, absolutely inhales food.
What's his favourite meal?
I would say probably, chicken. Broccoli and peas all mashed up in a bowl.
Like I feel like on the last season we were only starting getting onto the solids.
I was, because remember he kept making that horrible noise and we couldn't figure out why, and then I gave him food and he was absolutely fine.
Yeah.
So he's been eating since he's 3 months old. I'm also not meant to give him milk or eggs, but he loves milk and eggs.
Why? Yeah, well that's okay.
Yeah. Loves egg yolks.
Oh my God. I spoke too soon.
Are we talking about you?
We are. What are you trying to say? You do love eggs and milk, don't you?
Loves egg yolk. So if I ever make anything with egg in it, like I give him my egg yolks.
You're not making him anything specific with egg.
Sometimes I just make him a hard boiled egg and give him the yolk. Just for the crack. He likes toast. I don't really know. At the minute I have him eating, like I make him his own snacks.
Yeah, I think. Do you know what? Like you are... Like, so such an efficient and organised mother. Like, you're doing DIY snacks.
Yeah.
So you'll make him like what?
Like, at the minute, so he has broccoli fingers, which has broccoli, cheese and egg all mashed up and then baked and then cut into little fingers. He loves them.
Yeah, do you know? Those,
like, vile, like, I wouldn't eat that.
But even, like, how do you have time to be making these things?
Sometimes I just throw him in the sling and he cooks it up with me. And then I think that by him doing that as a baby, he might be into it when he's older.
being a little chef like.
Yeah, and he loves hanging out the laundry with me, so I'm hoping he'll do it when he goes up.
Oh, that's so cute. You just hang out together all day.
Yeah, I just throw him in a sling, or else I don't know, I do any naps or something.
No, I'm just interested.
He also eats little cauliflower fingers, so that's cauliflower, cheese, egg and breadcrumbs or something. I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know. I feel bad for eating them because I wouldn't eat them, but also I can't give him chocolate and crisps.
Yeah, and at least you know what he's eating, and it's not like you're buying processed snacks and stuff from. So
yeah, he loves overnight oats. He loves mango. Mango is his favourite food.
Go
definitely. On. Definitely mango. But that's an Enzo and me update. But I'm also in the process of trying to buy an apartment.
Which is very exciting and scary and fun.
Yeah, because I don't know if we were recording the podcast. Remember, I was definitely telling you, but I don't know if I was telling the pod.
I don't think he spoke on the pod about...
I know we had been saying we were trying to save for a mortgage and I went to speak to a mortgage advisor.
Yes.
Did so I say that on the pod?
I can't remember, but you're saying it now. So tell us.
So, pod.
So, pod. Hey, you listening there, pod.
Podders. Well, nah, can't call them podders. That sounds crazy.
No. Girlies? No.
No, because it could be boys.
Two girls.
Hey,
and
guys.
Baby. Hey, babies.
Hey, just listeners.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hello, people.
Hello, you.
Hello.
Okay, now that sounds like, you know, that you on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, no.
Hello,
no,
you.
No. I don't like that.
Yeah, sorry, I take it back.
But since February, me and Reese decided we're going to start saving so that we can get a mortgage and buy a little house together. And then I went to speak to a mortgage advisor and she basically broke my heart. She was like, you can't afford to buy a house anytime soon. So that was really upsetting.
Uh-huh.
But then since something... like a little apartment in Inistig came up. I don't know if I should be saying this on the pod, but like I've not really tried. I don't know, is it bad? Are you supposed to say about these things? I don't know. Sure, what harm anyway? So then an apartment came up and it was like a lot less than what we thought we could afford, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we actually can afford it, but we just thought for the next few years we wouldn't be able to afford anything based on my meeting with the mortgage advisor. But this is actually in our budget, so it's really, really good.
Yeah, so it works out.
But yeah.
Like you were telling me all about like mortgages and stuff. I know you were explaining to me the ins and outs of a mortgage because I only think I started thinking about mortgages and houses because of you, and I'm like all panicky and stuff, but I hadn't the slightest clue about what you'd need for a mortgage, but you kind of gave me a little bit of an idea.
I didn't have a clue either until I kind of needed to have a clue. I just know that you need a 10% deposit and you can borrow 4 times your income.
Okay,
so yeah, if I was doing my own income alone, I wouldn't be able to get anything. But because me and Reese are doing it together, it's that multiplied. Ours conjoined multiplied by 4.
Okay.
But then like it takes into account the fact that we have a baby, they give us less. And then the fact that we both have loans, they give us less. So that's why the mortgage advisor was really shattering my hopes and dreams.
Yeah, well.
But it's all working out now.
Yeah.
Kind of. We're sale agreed.
Yeah.
Which is really big. But also,
you just need a mortgage to be approved and then
we just need the
uncle.
Money. Yeah, basically, I think.
I'm feeling positive about it.
Me too. That's why I'm like, it's actually grand to talk about it because I do feel like the universe will pull together for me.
Yeah, come through, universe. And I think you've got the right mindset in terms of everything for it. So.
Well, thank you. But yeah. Oh, another thing because of that, like obviously, so I'm on maternity leave. Well, I'm actually meant to be back to work probably like now because my 6 months maternity leave are up. Isn't that mad?
That's insane, please.
No, so aww. I've already told them I'm not coming back till May, but if I want to do that, to make up the year, I have to take 4 months unpaid, which I'm currently doing. So I had saved as much money as possible to get me through those 4 months, but now I have to use those for the house.
For the house.
Yeah. So I think I'm just a broke ass bitch at the minute.
You're just going to have to make ends meet somehow and you'll just figure it out, I think.
Well, Megan's actually been really helping me. You're like my little money manager.
Yeah, getting her some side hustles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's actually been grand. Like I don't, as much as like it can be scary to think about the fact that I'm not going to have a single cent coming into my bank account for 4 months, I'm also like, well, I will in 4 months. So it's grand for the meantime.
Oh my God, it's only 4 months
to
get back to work.
No, no, no. 4 months until I can take all my holiday pay.
Ah.
And then I'll be able to take all my holiday pay and then I'll be able
to... Your holiday pay for 2025?
2024, because while you're on maternity leave, I still get all the bank holidays paid for me and stuff.
Deadly.
Yeah, and I still am entitled to all my holidays.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that.
I know, neither did I until I started like having to do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, sure. How would I know that? I've never had a baby.
Neither. Well, I have now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I know, like, obviously certain companies have different rules, but that's unreal.
I know, because actually, this is actually a really nice story. So I was meant to only be getting paid for 3 months.
Yeah.
And then, like, I thought I had got my last paycheck after 3 months, and I got a call to say I'm actually going to get paid for the full 6.
Which is amazing.
I started bawling. I was just delighted.
Yeah, well, that is great news. That's the best news ever, because that's 3 months less to worry about. Like, that would have been 7 months unpaid.
Yeah, 7 months unpaid. And it's just great that I got 3 months more savings in, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what other life updates I have. You know, me and Reese are getting on great. It's a great little life. I love my baby. I love my life.
And you're happy out.
Yeah, happy out. Enzo was a pumpkin for Halloween.
Oh, he wasn't just a pumpkin. He was the cutest pumpkin you could ever imagine. Just imagine a cute little baby giggling away.
Dressed as a big fat pumpkin, and then I was the pumpkin farmer.
Yeah, yeah, which I loved.
Yeah.
I loved
it. I only came up with it on the day. I was like, if I'm dressing up, what can I be? If Enzo's the pumpkin, I produced him, so he's my pumpkin produce.
Pumpkin produce. So you should have dressed up as a mammy pumpkin.
I know. Oh, I didn't have any orange.
Never mind, because it is the farmer that produces a pumpkin.
True.
And you could have went as a seed. Anyways, no.
Yeah, no.
Next year,
the pumpkin was
more,
the easiest.
Next year, you'll have more planning in your matching costumes.
Yeah. We could go as a little family costume.
You go like as a simple.
Well, anyway, now I've been rambling on for minutes and minutes. So do you have any more updates?
Oh, do I have any more updates? I know on, yeah, well, I mean, work has been very busy for me.
Yeah.
I've been so busy. That's kind of why we were taking the break. Because I was like, September and October are like such busy months for me. And then I managed to squeeze a holiday in between. Like, I don't even think I had the holiday booked before we went on the pod break. Like, I think I
No,
booked
you
that.
Didn't.
No, we booked the holiday so last minute. Work-wise, so I've started a new show on the radio, which is exciting. I'm no longer the host of The Takeover, which is my baby, and I'm so sad because that's where I started with my presenting career and whatnot. So no longer doing that, which was an evening time show. I'm now on Beach Vibe, co-hosting 4 to 6. So if you
3
don't...
3 to 6?
I don't start till 4.
Why? I thought you did a full thing.
I'm doing 4 to 6 because then it gives me the other hours. So I'm head of content now as well. I'm beat managing all the socials, which is a lot of work, but I'm enjoying it.
Moving on up.
Yeah. And then, oh yeah. So for all, I obviously planned the holiday around the Imro Radio Awards. So that's like the Oscars of radio.
I was heartbroken missing it.
Yeah.
Heartbroken.
It's so much fun. You get dressed up, but we won an award and it was like the first award of the night. And sure, once I got the award, I was like, right, I scrap everything else. Scrap everybody else's award. Let me go party and
I'm
celebrate.
Done here.
But it was such a nice feeling to get to go up on the stage and it's like, now I want to win more of those. So that was fun. And then at TY Media Week, hosted Shine Festival, which is like a festival for like transition year students. It's all about empowerment and for women. Like, so that was great. Yeah, I can't even think. My brain is like mushy peas at this hour of the evening.
Same.
But, wait till I tell you what happened at the weekend. This is kind of a little bit of a life update, but...
Are you telling me? Or
yeah.
Do I know this already?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
But it's just, I told you yesterday and I was like, I need to tell that on the pod because...
Oh, I know.
God. So, me fella plays a bit of rugby, right? I know, he plays rugby and I was at the rugby match over the weekend and I was there, his mum was there, I brought down my niece with me because she was doing nothing for the weekend, so she came down with me. And I was there with his fam and I don't even know what was going on because I'm not even a huge like rugby person, but I understand.
Yeah.
And I understand like when something goes wrong in a way, but you know when you're on the sideline and you're getting real into it, like you're like, yeah, watching like a hog and you're like, oh my God. And I swear to God, I turned into another person on that sideline. The ball, I think, got hit out, right? Your man didn't catch it and it went over the line. So it was out of the game. So that meant the other team had the ball. But as the ball went down, I was like, oh God damn, ball sack is what I said. Right beside his mom.
No, I can't even laugh.
And then my niece.
It's not even funny.
Like, no, and the thing is, like, I don't say ball sack.
No, I've never heard it out of you before in my life.
I barely, like, even curse ball sack.
Balls would be fine.
Yeah, balls, that's all just... I can't even speak now. Balls is all's. Oh my God.
Balls is all's.
All's I was meant to say, but it kept going. And I said ball sack. Then my niece was like, why is everybody cursing? And I was like, people turn on into different people on the sideline. And I was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. She's just going to think I'm this dirty
ruffian.
Yeah. And I'm not.
No, you're not. She knows you're not.
Oh.
She does.
I hope so. I'm a lovely girl.
You're a lovely girl. That's what I say every time Reese tries to say anything to me. I'm a lovely girl.
I'm a lovely, yeah.
Yeah. What are you on about?
Yeah.
I love that saying, but yeah. Open flat out. I don't know what I do every day, but I feel like I'm flat out constantly.
Yeah, I'm flat out constantly as well.
But I couldn't tell you one thing that I do be doing.
I do be.
I do
be doing. I do be doing. Well, like my hours in work, I love my job, LY beat, but I hate my new hours.
No, that's the one reason I'm like, I don't want to come back to work. 11 to 7.
Yeah, gross. I think I'd rather do 11 to 7. Half 9 to 6. Hey, why is 11 to 7? And why do I do half 9 to 6? I think I'm doing the wrong hours.
You don't do 8 hours. You do more than 8 hours.
Because I get an hour lunch break.
Yeah, see, I don't.
I think I need to just start doing 10 to 6 and take half an hour.
If you do 10 to 6, you'll get half an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah. And then just conjoin it all together to take 45 minutes.
Yeah, grand. And a coffee break.
Why am not I doing that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Going for a coffee break is like...
essential.
Yes. Especially when...
we're back together.
Yeah. You and me. And they've brought back vegan blahs specifically for Jade.
Oh yeah. So Choli. We love. I think we say that in every episode.
Everybody in this office is hooked, right? The CEO of WLR came up to me today and he said, we need to get some sort of like deal going on with them, that they're our lunch suppliers, that we no longer have to go down there, that they should deliver to us. But I do have to say, I do love going down there.
Why?
Get to see my little lover boy.
But yeah, no, Choli, so they stopped doing the vegan blah.
Yes.
And I asked, I knew they stopped doing it, but every single time I went in, I just asked anyway, just by chance. And then they one day said, do you know what? We'll get it back for you.
Yeah.
And I think I've got it twice since.
I know, because then there was this feeling, this pressure where like we felt like we need to go in every week. But no, I don't think so, because I think they're just there and they don't go off or something.
But also... it was literally, I had been asking every week that we had been recording the pod, but then we went on the pod break the second they brought them back. So I was just never really down.
That's so true.
And I come down on the Sundays, but sure, they're not open on the Sundays.
That's the next thing we need to do.
I have another update of my life.
Go on.
I swam for the first time on my own in the sea.
Oh my God.
When you were on the holiday.
Yeah, and you got on so well.
Yeah, well, I was terrified for my life, but I did it.
You did it. And.
And I recently jumped off the Guillemin as well.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. It was high tide, so it wasn't that high.
Yeah, no.
And then on Sunday I went.
When did you do that?
Probably when you were on holiday.
Oh my God.
I know, I thought I would.
I'm missing so many. But you did it on your own.
Oh no. Oh. Reese was there.
Oh, okay.
I just jumped in.
Yeah, okay, fair. Do you know what? I've been doing very brave jumpy things on holidays. Did I tell you about them? Did I?
I don't know.
Oh my God, well I have. Sorry, I know you were telling me.
Jumpy things.
Jumpy
is what
things.
I
mean, like. Like, I'm jumping. Terrified of jumping off the Guillemin. Remember the, you know, the bouncy castle thing on the water that I was telling you about?
Yeah.
So that had like a really high, okay, I didn't do the really high one. No, I did. I did.
Oh, go you?
But it's one of those things. I was like, Simon is there down at the bottom. He's like, come on. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do this. I can do this. And I get ready to do it. And then I'm like, no, my body just won't let me do it. Do you
I
know what I mean?
I do, because on Sunday I was at the Guillemin and it was low tide. And Reese was like, jump off of me. I went to the top. I ran to the edge. And I was like, not happening.
Yeah.
And I turned around and walked away.
What is that about? I can do it. I can do it. And then you go to do it and you're like, nah.
No, I can't. I think it's because as well, if you panic, you actually shouldn't do it, because your body will...
Go into shock.
Yeah, not go into shock necessarily. But like, if you're not all like... I don't know if you're meant to be loose or if you're meant to be rigid, but if you're meant to be rigid and you're all loose, you can injure yourself. Or if you're meant to be loose and you're actually rigid, you can injure yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're the opposite of what you're meant to be, you can get hurt.
You can get, well,
so
we
you
don't
shouldn't
get
do
hurt.
Things if you're panicking.
But anyways, I jumped like 2 or 3 times, Jade.
Go you.
And I have to say, my bikini top came off both times.
What harm?
Do you know, we had a little code word. What was our code word? Escape. If I was lying there.
If your boobs
there,
escaped.
Yeah. So if I was lying there, because like I took off my straps, I decided, I was like, I'm going to get a tan on this holiday. So I'd open the straps of my bikini top. And so I'm going to be like, escape if my boob got out. And I was lying there in the sun lounger and I fell asleep.
Oh no.
And all I heard was, escape. And I thought this was my dream. And I was like, what the hell's going on? My nipple was hanging out, but it was okay.
Yeah, well, harm, you're on holiday. Get a bit frisky.
Get free the nipple.
They love a nude beach in Spain.
Oh my God, the nude beach. Did I tell you about that?
I think potentially.
Okay, one of the days, someone had told us to go to this like dunes place. And we thought like this place, it was just a desert. And we got there. We were walking along the beach, full of naked people. Grand. And we were contemplating going for a little skinny dip. We didn't. Then we ended up chatting to someone later on that day. And they were like, oh, were you down at the gay nude beach?
Gay nude beach.
Gay nude beach.
Was there women there too?
Yeah.
Okay, so then fair that you didn't know it was a gay nude beach.
Yeah, but there was lots of... Oh, there was like LGBT... No, the... What? There was...
LGBTQ.
What's the flag called though?
The LGBTQ flag.
There's another name on it, no?
I don't know.
Anyways, there was one of those flags and we were like, oh, it's very inclusive and stuff here. Then to find out later that was a gay beach. Nothing wrong with it.
But you just were not aware.
No, not aware, but it was funny.
Oh no. Willie everywhere.
Take a little podcast. Or a little pause. A little podcast. Right, should we?
Ah, yeah. May as well.
I actually have no idea where we left off. Okay, so as you know, and if you don't, you will find out right now. We record our podcast in the news studio in Beat.
The news just happened.
So that meant we had to leave the news studio and stop recording. And we can't figure out how to listen back to the podcast. So we have absolutely no idea what we were talking about before we
I think it was the mortgage. I also feel like that was fairly wrapped up.
Yeah. Was it?
No, we were talking about jumping.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Also probably fairly wrapped up.
Oh, yeah. Fairly wrapped up. Jumping on. We've gotten braver, shall
yeah.
we say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And brave on girls. The note of jumping into the sea, we don't necessarily have a social by the sea kind of update, but our hope, and it will happen.
Yeah.
Is to organise more of a community event where we do like a wellness morning, bit of yoga.
Have a little coffee.
Yeah. We all get to vibe, chill, hang together. It'll be loads of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet people.
So we're going to put that forward and get
hope
working on
best.
That. And hopefully we'll have a further update for you on the next episode.
Yeah. The Sea Social, just the logistics weren't what we thought they
yeah.
were.
And then it was kind of coming into winter anyway, so it's not going to work.
Yeah, maybe next summer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It'll be more, yeah. So we'll have a little coffee morning with a bit of yoga, bit of chilling, a bit of hanging, bit of making new friends.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, love it.
And Jade, oh, hey.
Oh.
Hey, baby. Okay.
Next week on the pod.
Oh my God, I've just realised the angle I've been recording it that this in, like there's about 40% us, 60% the top wall and the roof. So if you see clips, don't judge, don't at me. But yes, next week on the pod,
we have a little guest.
You might know her, but she is a presenter here at Beat and her name is Michelle Heffernan. And she does the Bring the Beat show, which is lunchtime, 11 to 3. Don't know how she does that every day, but fair play to her. Very
Absolutely.
Creative. But she always talks openly about dating and sex positivity and consent and everything. So I think it's something really important that we chat about on our podcast and just have a conversation about it. So
yeah,
she's going to be here next week. We're excited
Very excited.
For that. And then, of course, where can you find us if you want to see some BTS?
What's my line? What's my line I used to always say?
I know.
What is it?
I'm literally drawing a blank right now.
Same. I was so excited to say it.
Follow us.
No.
No.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. You'll remember for next week, okay? So what you can do is listen to us
on the Go Loud Player
or wherever you get your podcasts. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to follow us on TikTok or on Instagram at Two Girls and a Baby Pod, we're going to have the links in the show description, are we?
Yep.
Yep. Because Jay does that part.
I'm going to do that.
And
tonight,
yeah. Oh my God, we're gonna
I am gonna be off late.
Oh, I may have a video out tomorrow as well because that's only fair.
Unless it goes out at like lunchtime.
But yeah, do you want to put it out at lunchtime? And
I'll do as much as I can tonight.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Will you not be wrecked?
Yeah. That's the hustle life.
Oh. Hustling and bustling, that is
I'm
us.
Joking, I'm joking.
Okay, do you know what? It is important that we go get some Because this it's currently, it's going to be Wednesday when you hear us, which is today now for you.
And I need to be home.
Yeah, brains are like mushy peas. We're going to stop before we say something
stupid.
Yeah, we've said many of them things already. Okay.
Thank you.
Love you lots.
Good to be back.
Yes, it is good to be back. And we'll chat to you
next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.